random pattern.
So when everyone puts on EastEnders, you'd see these minute fluctuations.
Yes, that's the classic example. So there'll never be another hour's worth of data with exactly the same pattern.
So every 1.5 seconds, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, over the last few years, you've literally been logging these tiny, tiny variations in frequency.
That's exactly correct, yes.
Why, you might ask? Well, there's a good reason. This gently fluctuating hum is constantly emitted from all of the electrical power sources, like plug sockets and pylons, around you. And whenever you make a digital recording, on your mobile for instance, the hum gets embedded, a silent witness, if you like.
We get these very small induced signals, and you're not aware it's there, but with some signal processing, we can extract these signals, tell our software to search a portion of the database, and then we can find the date and time that recording has been made. Because effectively it's a date time stamp over the recording, we can also use it to establish whether a recording has been tampered with or edited.
This is really interesting because a lot of the work we've been looking at around speech has rested on probabilities, but with this it does sound like there's some degree of certainty.
When the software searches the database, we can kind of report it in a probabilistic sense as to what the chances